speaker that we have today. I'm very pleased to, that we have as our spokesperson. She's extremely well known as an effective advocate for children through her work for Every Child Counts. Also, is just an amazing woman and a great mum, and was up very early as far this morning to do breakfast TV. So she looks amazing. I don't know. If I had like 4 hours sleep or something, I tell you, it would be terrible. So it's my great pleasure to introduce the spokesperson for 26 for Babies, Deborah Morris Travers.
Kia ora tātou, and thank you so much for coming to support the launch of this campaign today. Today is a special day in our efforts to improve life for New Zealand children and families. It's the day when we launch a campaign to give our smallest babies the opportunity to be at home together with a parent for a longer period, and for that important time to be acknowledged by Parliament and by wider society. My own experience of parental leave was very different with both of my children, now 7 and 2.5. With my first child, I had been in full-time work for ages and had some savings behind me, which meant I could take my 12 weeks of paid parental leave and a year of unpaid leave. Back then, though, the economy was a lot different to what it is now. So I was able to easily pick up some contracting work, which enabled me to work a minimum of hours at home and make ends meet. But by the time my second child came along, I had been in part-time work for the previous 5 years, juggling the responsibilities of parenting and work. This meant I had no savings. I had to use up all of my annual leave and combine it with my 14 weeks of paid parental leave before returning to work when my baby boy was just 20 weeks old, 5 months. Although my husband was there to take care of Thomas when I wasn't there, on my first day back at work, I cried the whole way from Ōtaki to Wellington at the thought of leaving my tiny boy behind. I wasn't ready to return to work. I was grateful for an employer who gave me all the flexibility that I needed and provided a lump sum payment to help me meet some of the costs of caring for my baby. But I also spent many months expressing breast milk in the meeting room on the fourth floor of Finado's, striving to do the very best for my son, even if I wasn't able to be with him every day. None of that was easy. And it's not easy for any mother or father who has to return to work and leave a small infant behind in the care of another family member, or perhaps even in the care of someone outside of the family in an early childhood centre. Decent paid parental leave relieves some of that burden. It recognises those precious moments in the early months of caring and nurturing for a child in their most important developmental stage. It supports the physical and emotional recovery of parents following the birth, and it supports secure attachment and breastfeeding. It also supports women to achieve some equity in the labour force by keeping them linked to jobs and enabling their return to work. 26 weeks of paid parental leave gives baby and parents an additional 12 weeks on the current provision of 14 weeks. We know that our provision of paid parental leave is low by OECD standards. Australia has 18 weeks and the OECD average is 19 weeks. For me, I think extending paid parental leave puts a clear stake in the ground. It says that we, Aotearoa New Zealand, value our babies, that we understand that investing in them is the most important thing that we can do as parents, as parliamentarians, and as wider society. There are strong economic incentives for ensuring good outcomes for children. The Every Child Counts work shows that poor outcomes for children cost this country at least $8 billion every year. The first 3 years of life, or 1,000 days, are the most important stage of physical, mental, and emotional development for children. Healthy, securely attached babies will deliver cost savings to the economy. And I've mentioned already the benefits for overcoming barriers to women's participation in the workforce. Last night, Parliament voted to send Sue Moroney's bill to the Select Committee, and I want to congratulate all of the members of Parliament who voted for the bill. And I especially want to acknowledge Sue for her initiative in preparing the bill for the private members' ballot and all that she's done to secure the bills, the votes to get the bill to Select Committee. In the months ahead, I expect rigorous debate about paid parental leave, and indeed the debate has already started. Some people will argue that we can't afford to invest in extending paid parental leave at this time. But frankly, in the absence of other comprehensive financial support for parents, we have to extend paid parental leave. We know that National have said that they will veto the bill, but there is still merit in having this debate. There is merit in debating any issue that has the potential to improve the status and well-being of New Zealand children. So we're keen to have all of the evidence out on the table. We'll be encouraging people to make submissions to the Select Committee, and we will continue working with the government to encourage them to support the bill. 26 for Babies is a collective campaign that will promote understanding about the importance of our youngest children. The campaign is supported by Every Child Counts, Plunkett, UNICEF, the Breastfeeding Authority, the Public Service Association, the NZEI, First Union, Council of Trade Unions and many others. And more organisations are joining the campaign as we speak. So this is about the smallest New Zealanders having their needs met. Frankly, I think New Zealanders struggle with that, but we must do better for our children, and paid parental leave will help.